Welcome back. You're on Lesson 4 of Spanish from Zero.
Bienvenidos. Welcome. ¿Cómo están hoy? How are you all today?
Before we dive into Lesson 4, let's make sure the last three are locked in. Sarah, quick review?
Claro. Of course. So, if someone asks you, ¿cómo estás? You say, muy bien, gracias. Or just bien, gracias. You've got that one. And if you love the food, me encanta. If you don't like something, no me gusta. And if someone agrees with you, a mí también.
Those are yours now. Keep them. Today we're adding a whole new set, and we're doing it at Sarah's house.
Sí, hoy vienen a mi casa. Yes, today you're all coming to my house. Let's go.
It's Sunday. Sarah's family home in Colonia Roma, Mexico City. And the whole family is here.
Pásale, pásale. Come in, come in. Oye, mi mamá ya hizo de comer. Hey, my mom already made food. It smells amazing in here.
The first word for today, la familia. Family, la familia.
Mi familia es muy grande. My family is very big. Lots of people, lots of noise. I love it.
And right on cue, Sarah's mom appears at the door.
Mamá, mira, te presento a María. Viene de Colombia. Mom, look, I'm introducing you to María. She's from Colombia. Elena. Ay, bienvenida. ¿Quieres comer algo? Oh, welcome. Do you want to eat something? She already wants to feed you. That's my mom. Her name is Elena.
Mamá. Mom? Say it. Mamá. The accent is on the last syllable. Ma. Ma.
Mi mamá lo hace todo por nosotros. My mom does everything for us. Seriously, everything.
Mi mamá. My mom. Simple. Natural. You'll use this one all the time.
Oye, ¿dónde está papá? Hey, where's that? Elena. Roberto, ven. Roberto, come.
Papá. Dad. Say it. Papá.
Mi papá is the quieter one. He doesn't talk a lot, but when he laughs, the whole room laughs. Roberto. ¿Cómo estás, María? Bienvenida a nuestra casa. How are you, María? Welcome to our home. ¿Lo ves? Hey, Just, ¿cómo estás? You already know that one.
Active recycling. That's how language works. Okay, your turn. How do you say my dad in Spanish? Mi papá. And my mom? Mi mamá. Perfect. Let's lock these in. Answer out loud. Take your time.
Imagine your friend asks, ¿cómo se llama tu mamá? What's your mom's name? You say, mi mamá se llama, and then her name. Try it.
And if they ask about your dad, ¿cómo se llama tu papá? Mi papá se llama. You're already making full sentences. That's real Spanish.
Oye, ya vienen mis hermanos. Hey, my siblings are coming now. They heard food is ready. They always show up for that.
Hermanos. Siblings. But it also means brothers, depending on context. Listen for how Sarah uses it.
Mira, este es Diego, mi hermano. Look, this is Diego, my brother. Tiene 9 años. He's 9 years old. Diego, saluda. Diego, say hi. Diego. Hola. ¿Eres famosa? Hi. Are you famous? No, Diego, she's not famous. Lo siento, María. Sorry, María. He asks everyone that.
Hermano, brother, hermano, and then...
Y esta es Lucía, mi hermana. And this is Lucía, my sister. Lucía estudia medicina. Lucía studies medicine. We're all very proud.
Hermana. Sister. Just that final vowel. Hermano. Hermana.
Tengo un hermano y una hermana. I have a brother and a sister. Somos 3 hijos. We are 3 kids.
Tengo. I have. That word is key. Tengo. Say it with me. Tengo.
Tengo la mejor familia. I have the best family. I'm biased, but it's true. Oye, Diego. ¿Cuántos años tienes? Hey, Diego, how old are you? Diego. Tengo 9. I'm 9. ¿Y tú, María? And you, María? Diego. You don't ask adults that. Laughs. Lo siento. Sorry again, María.
It's fine. He said, tengo 9. I have 9. Remember, in Spanish, you have years. Not are years old. Tengo 9 años. Let's count to 10. Listen, then count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
¿Listos? Ready? Again, together. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez.
Now, how old is Diego? ¿Tiene nueve? He has 9. 9 years old.
Y Lucía tiene 22. And Lucía is 22. That's a big jump from 9, right? Oye, María, ¿tienes hermanos tú? Hey, María, do you have siblings?
¿Tienes? Do you have? That's the question form of tengo. Tengo. I have. ¿Tienes? Do you have?
It's a super common question. ¿Tienes hermanos? ¿Tienes familia aquí? ¿Tienes hambre? Are you hungry? You'll hear tienes everywhere.
And you can answer with tengo. ¿Tienes hermanos? Sí, tengo un hermano. Or, no tengo hermanos. I don't have any siblings.
Me and my siblings fight sometimes, pero los quiero mucho. But I love them a lot. That's family, right? Lucía. Eso dices porque no usas mi shampoo sin pedir permiso. You say that because you don't use my shampoo without asking permission. Lucía, por favor. Lucía, please. Sorry, everyone. Familia. Family.
¿Y tú? And you? That little phrase you'll hear Sarah use. ¿Y tú? Your turn to answer. Okay, your turn. Answer out loud.
¿Tienes hermanos? Take a second. Think about it.
If you have a brother, tengo un hermano. A sister, tengo una hermana. Both. Tengo un hermano y una hermana. None. No tengo hermanos.
¿Y cuántos son en tu familia? And how many are in your family?
Use a number 1 to 10. En mi familia hay. And your number. En mi familia hay 4. En mi familia hay 6. Say it now.
Muy bien. Me gusta mucho tu español. Very good. I really like your Spanish. Seriously, you're doing great.
There it is. Me gusta. You learned it in lesson 3, and now Sarah's using it naturally. That's the spiral at work.
A comer todos. Everyone come eat. Mi mamá made enough food for the whole neighborhood. Somos 6 en la mesa hoy. Mamá, papá, Lucía, Diego, María y yo. We're 6 at the table today. Mom, Dad, Lucía, Diego, María and me. 6?
6. 6 people. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Roberto. María, ¿tienes familia aquí en México? María, do you have family here in Mexico? Her dad wants to know if you have family here, María.
No, no tengo familia aquí, pero tengo amigos. Muy buenos amigos. And Sarah is one of them.
Somos como familia. We're like family. Mi mamá ya te quiere. My mom already loves you. She's going to send you home with food, I guarantee it. Okay, before we go, quick check. Mini conversation, you're ready. Alguien te pregunta. Someone asks you. ¿Tienes hermanos?
You answer. Sí, tengo un hermano. Or, tengo dos hermanas. Or, no tengo hermanos.
¿Cuántos son en tu familia?
Somos... And your number? Somos 4. Somos 5.
¿Cómo se llama tu mamá?
Mi mamá se llama and her name.
¿Y tu papá?
Mi papá se llama... You're doing it. Full sentences. Real Spanish.
Oye, María, gracias por venir hoy. Mi familia te adora. Hey, María, thanks for coming today. My family adores you.
And I adore them. That's the thing about Sunday in a Mexican home. You leave feeling full, and not just from the food.
Nos vemos la próxima. See you next time. And next lesson, we follow my morning routine. Me despierto muy temprano. I wake up very early. So, coffee.
Next time, a day in Sarah's life, starting from the moment her alarm goes off. Daily routines, verbs you'll use every single day. And yes, probably coffee.
Siempre hay café en mi casa. There's always coffee in my house.
Siempre. Always. Nos vemos. See you next lesson. Siempre, María.